If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
There's another accusation that came out this week. It's a fairly shocking one. I mean, it's hard to even say things are shocking anymore in the world of Diddy, but this one actually kind of did surprise me. The allegation essentially going, and I'm just kind of talking here, Diddy assaulted a woman who essentially questioned his involvement in the murder of Tupac. The gist of the story is she was on a FaceTime call. Her friend was on a FaceTime call with Diddy. He was bragging, "I'm friends with Diddy, blah, 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 blah." She says something, "I don't want to talk to him. I think he has something to do with Tupac." Then shortly after that, they did come face to face, and she claims that she was drugged and then was assaulted by Diddy for those comments, basically as retribution for making those sort of comments. Interesting, if true, very disturbing. And let's, for a moment, obviously it's just an accusation right now, but let's, just for the sake of conversation, assume it's true. What does that tell us about his involvement with Tupac? I mean, what does that mean if he's violently raping someone for talking about his involvement with it, or assuming or alleging that he was involved in it?
Totally. I mean, think about it. Like, if someone accused me of trying to assassinate President Trump, and I knew I didn't do that, I wouldn't go and try to retaliate against that person. There's no merit to what they're saying. There's no evidence that they could get me on because I know I didn't do it. Whereas if a person thinks that some sort of accusation might have some weight, then they would be more motivated to try to silence that person. And that's at least consistent with the concerns the judge had with not granting Diddy bond due to potential witness intimidation and victim intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of things in these cases. I haven't heard of that as being used as an intimidation factor, raping someone to keep them silent. I mean, I guess. I mean, I'm not surprised. It sounds horrible. I guess it could be a way of doing that. It's just so vile, I guess, and even darker than I think the stuff we've already heard about Diddy.
yeah, it almost reeks of like warfare tactics. Like, yeah, you think of like invaders and some you know, battle going on, and to enhance intimidation, they engage in this kind of behavior.
Yeah.
But this is just like a domestic person here in the States. And so, yeah, certainly shocking if true.
And I'm not even sure what the, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I doubt the victim. I don't know. I just don't know right now. But I think it's fair to question all of these things. Why would he do this to just some random woman who thinks that he might be involved? There's millions of people in this country who think he was involved. It's not going to move the needle. Her thinking that he's involved doesn't affect anything. It's not like her opinion is going to go start a prosecution against him for the murder of Tupac. That's why it just, I don't know. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of reason why he would put himself into that situation. But at the same point, it seems he put himself into a lot of horrible situations violating women just for really no reason at all.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, just speculating, but is it like, if it did happen, would it be an ego thing? Would it be an I'm untouchable thing? Would it be like, hey, if you speak against me and I will come harm you with my, you know, band of goons, and I don't care if you know about it, and I don't care, you know, about Asians because I'm Diddy. That's at least one possible explanation. But another one is that it just didn't happen.
True. I mean, that could be the case as well. Obviously, it is just an accusation. The only thing that can kind of my mind when I'm trying to unwrap this from a psychological standpoint is he's so insulated. He's in a world where no one tells him anything he doesn't want to hear. And so having that slip through of a comment on a Zoom call with his friend, maybe that was just so enraging because he never has to face that sort of stuff, that maybe that did set him off in some sort of a way, that this was his retribution. Again, just a conjecture in trying to figure out, you know, why he would be motivated to do something like that over just a random citizen making these claims.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, based on the evidence, we know that he has some rage issues. We've seen it. The world has seen it in the Cassie video. So, you know, would I put it past him? No. But is there more investigation that needs to be done to substantiate it? Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.